Now I want to read from the scriptures this morning, and our reading is found in the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy, and the very last chapter, chapter 34, and we're reading from the first verse. Deuteronomy chapter 34, and at verse number 1. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the work, to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Bepurah, but no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there rose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of Israel. We know that God will bless the reading of his word. Over the past months, we've been looking at Moses. This great man called Moses, we've called it messages about Moses. And this was the man that God raised up to be leader of his people. Moses is a great man, a great prophet, and a great leader. And it was to this man that God entrusted his people for over 40 years in the wilderness. We find it was through Moses that the law came, and his name is mentioned over 700 times in the Bible. And Moses is revered by Jews, both past and present. We come this morning to the final message on this series on Moses. The sad thing about Moses is that after such a life of faithfulness and devotion to God, because Moses smote the rock twice when he should have spoke to the rock, he's denied the privilege of entering in and leading the people into the land of Canaan. God allowed him to see the land from the top of Mount Pisgah. We see that in the first four verses of Deuteronomy 34. But we find that the next verse says, verse 5 says, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of God. Someone asked me, how far are you going with Moses? And I replied to them, to the death. So we're coming this morning to the death. There's so much we can learn from the life of Moses. We see him as the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter, living in the palace, the place of privilege, place of power. We see him as a shepherd looking after his father-in-law's sheep. We see him as a servant seeking to lead God's people out of Egypt. and through the wilderness. We see him as a suppliant praying for the people. We see his faith. We see his obedience. We see his meekness. We see his faithfulness, his prayer life, his sincerity. We see his zeal and many other things beside. And now we come to his death. In the first message that we preached, we saw Moses as a little baby in an ark of bulrushes by the river side, just born. In this last message, we see him as in his death, and 120 years have passed since we see him as a baby in the ark of bulrushes until now when he died. Jesus tarries, life will end for all of us. We'll come to that day that Moses came to, the day or the time of our death. We seek to know how to live for God. We spent many messages and Bible studies learning how to live for God. Here, we need to know how to die. Death is not a subject we like to focus in on too often, but that's what we're thinking about this morning, Moses' death. Way back there, Moses, died, and the first thing I want you to notice this morning is his faith. His faith. Moses died in faith. Over in Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter of faith, we find that the writer says this about Moses in verse 24. He says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt." You know, friends, he exercised faith in the living God and in his son, Jesus Christ. There came a day in Moses' life when he had a choice to make. And he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had the privilege of being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had the palace to live in. He had the position. He had power. He had so many things. But there came a day when Moses made a choice, and it was an important choice, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Away back there, Moses knew about Christ. Moses could have had many things, but he chose Christ. He came to faith in Christ. You see, Moses had faith in a Savior when he died. He didn't live for the present. He lived with eternity's values in view. And when he died with faith in a Savior. Faith in a Savior, a living Savior who could meet the need of a soul for all eternity. Dear friends, he not only died with faith in a Savior, but he died with a faith in a shepherd. It says he forsook Egypt. He believed that the God who saved him was the God who was able to keep him. He died with faith in a shepherd. He died with his faith in a sovereign. You remember it says there in Hebrews that he feared not the wrath of the king, but he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's almost a contradiction, isn't it? Seeing him who is invisible. But Moses, by the eye of faith, he got his eyes upon his God. And as he traveled through life and faced the decisions and the problems and the things that he had to do, man, he saw that God was in control. He believed that the Lord was sovereign over all. He believed that the eternal God was his refuge, and his act of faith became an attitude of life. And you know, friends, when you and I come to die, we need to die in faith. I want to just speak for a little moment this morning to those who are here, and maybe you're here this morning and you're not saved. Maybe you've heard the gospel many times and you're still not saved. Dear friends, the most important thing when you come to die is faith in a Savior. Knowing Christ as your Savior. We need to die in faith. We'll either die in faith or die in our sins. And if we die in our sins, we'd be lost for all eternity. Yes, my dear friends, when we come to the portal of death, nothing's more important. We came into this world with nothing, and we leave it with nothing. The one thing we can leave it with is God's salvation. Death cannot take that from us. And when we have faith in the Savior, we have a shepherd who'll take us through the valley of the shadow of death, and we'll have a sovereign who's over all. So make sure that when death comes and we know not the day of our death, things happen so quickly. Things can take place so unexpectedly. Those poor people in Paris on Friday night who were out dining, having a meal, or were going to the football match, or were at the concert hall. My dear friends, those people, when they left their homes that day, they didn't know that they would never be back. Make sure that you die in faith. Moses died in faith. We see his faith. Second thing I want you to see about Moses' death this morning is his fellowship. Moses died in close fellowship with God. It says here in verse 10, "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." Yea. My, it's true that Moses sinned when he smote the rock when he shouldn't have. But Moses accepted the consequences for that, and he died in fellowship with God. Moses lived in fellowship, and he died in fellowship with God. You know, when he came to die, he was still enjoying the Lord's presence. It's interesting just to go through your Bible and see how different people died. Moses died in fellowship. Way back there in Hebrews 11 again, we speak of David, of Jacob in verse 21. It says, "By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of a staff." When Jacob died, he died worshipping God. That's a great way to die, isn't it? Worshipping the Lord. My dear friends, we find that not only did Jacob die worshipping and Moses died in fellowship, but you remember Simeon, when Mary and Joseph brought the young child into the temple shortly after he was born, and Simeon took him in his arms and he blessed God and he said, "Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." And my says, "Lord, the time has come for me to die." And he died praising God. He died praising God. You remember that Peter, he died glorifying God. When you and I come to the end of the journey, I wonder what relationship we'll be in with God. Will we finish the course like these men finished it? Or will we die with a bitter spirit? Or will we become critical, over-critical in our old age? Or will we die in disobedience? When someone runs the race, it's important to finish the race well. We see Moses' death. He died in faith. And we see Moses' fellowship. He died in fellowship with the Lord. And then we see here Moses, his faithfulness. His faithfulness. You know, even though the Lord denied Moses his request, he was faithful unto the end. Here was a man who was faithful to God all his days. He was faithful when others were unfaithful. Back in Exodus chapter 32, you remember that the people made a golden calf and worshipped it. They forsook the Lord, and Aaron helped them. And you know, they were unfaithful. But a phrase that characterized the life of Moses was, Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Numbers 27:22. He did as the Lord commanded him. Moses obeyed the Lord unto the end. When God called Moses to lead his people, there were years of believing God. They were years of serving God. They were years of obeying God. My friends, none of us will be called to as high a position as Moses was called to. But every believer, every child of God is called to give the kind of service that Moses did. We're called to be faithful. We're called to be faithful. Moreover, it is required in servants that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4:2. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I wonder, are we faithful this morning? A steward is someone who has been entrusted with something. Some are entrusted with the gospel. Pastors are entrusted with the flock of God. Sunday school teachers are entrusted with the children that they have around them every Sunday. Young people's leaders are entrusted with their young people. And men and women hold responsible positions. And my, they're responsible for those positions. And God expects us to be faithful. God expects us to be faithful. Dear friends, it's important that we be faithful in our service. If God has given you something to do, if God has given you a gift, if God has given you a group to look after, then you ought to be faithful to that work. If God has put you into office in this church, God expects you to be faithful. If God has given you a work to do in the music group or amongst the women, in whatever capacity, my, we're called to be faithful. Called to be faithful. Back in Revelation 2:10, and the Lord speaks to that church. He says, be thy faithful unto death. We're to see it through. We're to keep at it. May we see his faith. We see his fellowship. And we see his faithfulness. He was faithful unto the end. And then we see here his funeral from verse 6 through to 8. You know, when a person dies, people go to their funeral. But not so in the case of Moses. Because when Moses died, only God was present at his deathbed. And we read that God buried him. So only God was at the funeral. No one but God was there. And no one but God knows where he was buried. Moses was a great man. And we see how the word of God pays tribute to him. from verse 10 through there, it says, "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, and all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all the servants and to all his land." My, and in all that mighty hand and in all that great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. It's very interesting that way back in the little book of Jude, Jude makes reference to where Moses was buried. And it seems there was contention between the archangel Michael and the devil concerning Moses' death and burial. Now, that's a very interesting thing, that the devil sought to have a say in where Moses was buried. Did the devil want to place his body in a place where people could come and worship him? God was not going to allow Satan to create a Mecca to which pilgrims would travel from all over the land to worship someone who was dead. Dear friends, pilgrims travel, millions of them, to Mecca to worship every year. People line up outside the tomb of Lenin in Russia to pass by a person who's dead, who's dead. We worship a living God. And no human, how great a work or man he is worthy of worship. We see here that there was a presence with him in death. The Lord was with Moses when he died, and that was the most important one. No one else was there, but the Lord was there. The Lord was with Moses when he died. And when we come to the end of our days, my, the Lord will be with us. We've been singing that psalm this morning, Psalm 23. "Yea, though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." My, David was absolutely sure that he wouldn't be on his own when he passed through the valley of the shadow. He said, "Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, my, they comfort me." They comfort me. I remember when I was in Kilkeel, there was a dear lady there and she was dying. She was dying in Beaver House there, just opposite the headquarters of the police in Belfast. And that's where she spent her last days. And Netta Haw was one of the most gracious and godly women I think that I've ever met. And I remember going to visit her in her final hours. And when I went into the little room, she had the mask on to give her air. And I remember sitting beside her and she took down that little mask. And she said to me, "Pastor," she says, "you know, I'm not afraid to die. But," she said, "you know, I just wonder what it'll be like to pass over to the other side." And I said, "Mrs. Haw, none of us has been there. We'll only experience that when we come to the valley. But," I said, "one thing I can tell you is this, that you'll not be on your own, because the shepherd will be there to meet you. And he'll bring you safely through to the other side into the glory land." Dear friends, my, there was a presence with him in death. A presence with him. It says here that, verse 8, "And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. There's a point to make here. The children of Israel wept for Moses. You know, friends, the people who wept for Moses were the same people, my, who made things difficult for him. Yes, when he died, the people wept. But when he was alive, these people murmured and complained about things generally. and they broke his heart at times, and now they're weeping for him. My, they didn't realize how great a man he was while he was there amongst them, while he was there leading them. And you know, sometimes we don't appreciate people until they're not there. Sometimes we don't appreciate people until they're not there. In the family, sometimes we don't appreciate people until they're not there, maybe a mother or a father. In the church, sometimes we don't appreciate people until they're not there. You know, the coat, give them the robe while they're alive. Don't wait until they're dead to bring them to the funeral. Dear friends, sometimes churches go through a time of blessing. We need to take advantage of it while it's there. I was in three churches. I'm thankful to God I had good times in those three churches. Thankful to God. Nothing to do with me. Give all the glory to God. Thankful to Him. My wife would say to me, you know, things are going well here. The Lord's blessing us. And I always used to say to her, well, enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because it will not last forever. We need to appreciate the blessings and the privileges that God has given us. You see His faith. We see His fellowship in death. We see His faithfulness in death. We see His funeral. And then finally this morning we see the future. My, this is not the end of the story when Moses died. Because Moses, who was denied being able to enter into the promised land that God had promised to His people. When Moses, after death, we see him again. He existed after death. And Moses was one of those people who appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration when the Lord took Peter and John, Peter, James and John up the mountain. And Moses and Elias was there when he was transfigured before them and his face did shine as the sun. And you see, friends, death is not the end. There's an afterlife. And 1,500 years after he was buried by God, we find Moses, on Mount Hermon with Elias and with Peter, James, and John. People wonder, is there an afterlife? Well, dear friends, here's Moses 1,500 years after. And you know, he didn't get what he wanted then, but God brought him to the place on that mountaintop where he was in the land which he wasn't able to enter before his death. You know, friends, the fact that Moses was not able to enter the land during his lifetime, but was able to enter it after, shows that our final reward is not always in this scene of time, in this lifetime. Great men of faith never look for the reward in the present. They look to the reward that lies beyond in the future, in eternity. And you see, Moses' faithful service was rewarded not only in this, not in this lifetime, but in the life hereafter. And may we live for God in such a way that our life of service down here will be rewarded when we enter into the hereafter. Man, this Bible teaches us that we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That word judgment seat is the bema. It's the reward seat. It comes from the idea of the Grecian games when the athletes gained the reward. They won their medals and they received their reward at the bema. And there's a day coming, friends, when we'll receive a reward. Wonder, are we living that we might receive a reward, not in this life, but in that which is to come? I wonder, will we receive crowns when we get to glory? Because our service will be judged as gold or silver, precious stones. Are we going in for the gold medal? Are we going in for the silver? Are we going in for the precious stones? Is that our aim? That's what many of the athletes train for. They train because they want to get the reward, the gold, the silver, or the bronze. Oh, that we might live for Jesus in such a way and with such a mindset that we might seek rewards. God forbid that it will be wood, hay, or stubble. Some man was asked on one occasion, and he was asked, you know, why are you burning yourself out for God? Why are you giving your life so fully for Christ? Why are you neglecting yourself of so many things to do the work that God has called you to do? And he answered, he said, you know, I want as many crowns as I can gain. I want to win as many crowns as I can gain. The person who asked the question said, is that not a little bit selfish? It's not a selfish attitude. And the man said, I want as many crowns as I can gain so that I can cast them all at Jesus' feet. Dear friends, thank God for men like Moses. Thank God for what we learn from him. Thank God for his life. And here in death, we see how great a man he was. We see him in life. We see him in death. We see him after death. Make sure you die in faith. Make sure you die with your faith in his Savior. May we be in fellowship. May we be faithful. And if Jesus tarries, there'll be a funeral someday. It'll be yours, it'll be mine. But the Lord has promised to be with us and bear us safely over. And trust and pray and labor so that in the future, in the glory, there'll be rewards for you and I. May God bless his word and speak to us through his servant Moses.